Josh Eby is the Chicago Craft Beer Fest project manager. Hey, Josh, how's the project going?
We are in full swing, ready to get tents on the ground tomorrow and open up the doors on Friday.
So give us the news that we need to know to get to this Craft Beer Fest, which I find that to be unique. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is our 11th annual Chicago Craft Beer Festival. It is this Friday through Sunday, July 7th, or 5th through the 7th. There are two-hour sessions, multiple sessions each day. We have a couple on Friday, a few on Saturday, and one or two on Sunday. We are located at the John Quill Park, right in the heart of Lincoln Park, at 1001 West Wrightwood Avenue.
Now, when you say you have sessions, what are you referring to?
Yeah, so this is a ticketed event. Mm-hmm. You're able to purchase tickets at either general admission, or we also have VIP tickets that get you some extra tastings. Your GA ticket will give you a two-hour session, which will give you the time to come into the park.
Got it.
Yeah. And, they have 30 available beers, more than that, to choose from. You get 12 tasting tickets with your GA purchase, and your VIPs get an additional 10 tasting tickets that are of some more select higher-end beers, too.
Higher-end beers. What qualifies as a higher-end beer?
So, there's a lot of the breweries we work with do really small batch stuff. Mm-hmm. Even some of the bigger breweries like Goose Island, they still make some really one-off interesting stuff. They have this Bourbon County Stout that's, Asian bourbon barrels, and it's got a really complex flavor and is a bit harder to come by.
Well, that makes it higher end, yeah. Supply and demand, always been a relationship. So what was it, do you think, that was the key for microbrewing craft beer to make inroads into the beverage industry, if you will? What was it?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that there was there's definitely a push there. My timeline might be a little bit off, but in late 90s, early 2000s, kind of when, Goose popped up, and they were one of the first ones here in the Midwest. And, but there were similar brands like a Goose Island in different regions. Upstate New York has a few, Atlanta, Colorado, so some of these places that are already kind of known for brewing beer, they had a lot of beer masters that were there and started, a lot of it started in garages and, back rooms.
Yeah,
and
it
kind of grew very grassroots, and a lot of breweries still kind of operate in that. They're renting out spaces from other bigger breweries to just do small batch stuff and, bottle what they can. And so it still is a very open and fluid, market. But yeah, so, we try to highlight too, some beers that are maybe a little bit more staple, mm-hmm. in the brewery world. There's a really great brewery out of upstate New York called Omegang. That's just stuff that we don't really have the option to taste as much here in Chicago. So yeah, featuring a lot of different options like that from regions all over the U.S. and across the world, actually.
What are the craft beer brands in Chicago that we should know about?
So there's a lot of great ones here in Chicago. Some of the ones that are going to be out there. So there's over, I believe it's 200 in just Illinois.
Jeez.
Of the 4,000 microbreweries. Yeah, there's over 4,000 microbreweries in the United States. So there's a lot to choose from. So many towns are popping up and getting breweries. It's kind of the next phase of renovation in a lot of small towns too.
I live in a small town, and there's at least two or three that are within 4 miles of my house. I went in to visit one of them into the it's a restaurant and a brewery. It's called Zorn's. And if you go back in there to where the brewmeister is, and he shows you these how they do it, and the just the amazing process that's involved and the equipment that's involved, it's really mm-hmm. it's really quite fascinating to see it actually happen.
It really is too. I think it's like a lot of things in the culinary world. It's that great cross section between science and art. Right.
I mean, they've got the bear. The bear's a big series now. They should probably do another one called The Brewery or something.
No, I'm watching it right now with my wife, too. It's so funny.
Yeah,
there's a handful of Chicago-based breweries that we're featuring, and they're having representation out here this year. We're really excited about. We have Alter Brewing. They have this really great Mexican lager that's just, like, nice and crisp and clean. Nice kind of palate cleanser, a good way to kind of start the festival. We also have Spiteful Brewing. They're bringing out a handful of different stuff, from some hazies to some porters. So that'll be really interesting. And then for the non-beer drinkers, too, we also have Chicago local Eris Brewery, which is women-owned, and they feature more ciders, too, which is interesting. So we have this Straw Barbarella, this strawberry cider that's coming out that I'm really excited for people to try.
Well, you know, this obviously is not like grab a six-pack and start chugging.
Right.
What? I mean, this is, for lack of a better word, it's a delicacy that happens to be beer. So it's probably approached that way when you consume it, then, I would imagine.
It is. And there's also, most of our servings will come in little 3-ounce glasses. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to get a commemorative glass with their ticket purchase. But each one of those pours, either, you know, they're going to have a representative pouring the beer for them, having some insights as far as what the notes are. And we really tried to hit a lot of the different areas of craft beer. I think a lot of people in the past have heard of craft beer and they think, you know, IPA, they think heavy, they think very, very hoppy. You know, while we definitely have those in the categories, we have a lot of stuff. We have some nitro coffee stouts and blood orange blonde ales.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and one of my favorites too is this Founders Brewery out of Grand Rapids. They have this, it's a raspberry nitro ale. So it's the nitro in it really makes it
creamier. I was going to say, I know what a raspberry is, but I know what raspberry is, but what is the nitro part of the beer?
Yeah, so most beer uses carbon dioxide, CO2, to carbonate the beer.
Gotcha.
There are other beers like Nitro, like Guinness. You know, that's usually what the ball is inside of your Guinness cans. It's a Nitro. It's made with nitrogen, not carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So it leads to a more velvetier, smoother taste, a little, you know, heavier mouthfeel. But the raspberry totally adds this tartness to it that is just really, it's really complex. And we had that last year, so I'm really excited to bring it back again.
That sounds great. Give us the details again, where and when and the hours and all of that, Josh.
Absolutely. So it's this Friday through Sunday, July 5th through the 7th at Jonquil Park, 1001 West Wrightwood in Chicago, Illinois, right in the heart of Lincoln Park. We have two tasting sessions on Friday. We have 5 to 7 and 8 to 10. We have three tasting sessions on Saturday, 11 to 1, 2 to 4. I'm sorry, I think we have four on Saturday, and then we have two on Sunday. So go check out our website at chicagoevents.com, and you can find a link to purchase tickets there.
That was going to be our next question. You answered it already. Josh, I think you're going to have great weather for this event, and obviously you're going to have great beer. I hope you have a great time. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate your time today.
You betcha.